Welcome to the mini-series Growing Up, where I talk about experiences, thoughts, and observations that have impacted my life in one way or another and have led to me being to where I am today in front of the camera to you right now. Now, I don't really like the phrase fake it till you make it, but in this situation, it kind of has a part to play. Maybe a better way of saying it is that I saw an opportunity, I had no idea what I was doing, but with the limited information I had and the limited skill that I did my best with what I had. Anyway, I'm 19 and I'm going to a job interview and I'm having a job interview practice with snakes. That's what the story in this episode is about. Now, jumping back a couple months in 2018 at the 2018 Reptile Exhibition, I was introduced to the owner of this reptile park through my mum, actually. And I should preface for more to that is that I was a rather awkward teenager. I was not confident. I was not comfortable with talking to strangers. And I was very much reserved, in part due to the a challenging family upbringing. It affected my self-confidence as a young man. And so when I was speaking to him, I was trying to, you know, play the part, act it up a little bit, trying to be like, yeah, cool. Probably made a complete fool of myself. But anyway, that's not what the story is about. The point is that I was awkward. Now, getting to the day, I'm walking up to the reptile park, and I'm looking at everyone. I'm like, is there anyone in there that I know? Couldn't see the boss, and so I just kept on walking because he was the only guy I knew. And reptiles and animals in the park, it was very like a big thing. Anyway, I quickly Googled on my phone the owner of the park, Luke, to get a visual to remind myself and to see if I could walk back in, because I saw someone that kind of looked like him, and I'd even be like, hey, my name's Jaden, I met you the other week. And then he's like, sorry, mate, it's not me. Didn't want to have that situation. Anyway, turns out it wasn't him. I still walked inside and I was like, hey, my name's Jaden, I'm here for a job practice, for a job position, something like that, I said. And the guy was like, yeah, mate, it's cool. All right. Yeah, his name was Dan. He took me around for a tour around the park, showed me the ropes quickly, and then passed me on to the girl that was working there, which didn't really help the situation for myself because it was a girl. She was attractive and I was awkward. I couldn't really talk to girls, so that didn't help. Anyway, I kept trying to act like I was okay. No. I was okay. Anyway, shows me the ropes. Someone comes in, gets a photo out front, got a photo booth out front, and some members from the public come through. We do a photo, shows me how to operate the camera, the printer, how to handle the snakes. Because again, up until that point, I've only had very limited experience in handling snakes. It's only been a couple wild ones. I hadn't had this sort of exposure to snakes in this species, which is a black-headed python and a Womer python. Now, the black-headed python, I was told, with all the snakes as well, if they hiss, to maybe not give them to the public to handle because they might be a bit agitated. Now, for some reason, all these snakes just kept on hissing and, like, just expelling air, and I didn't know what was going on. I thought they were stressed and they were going to bite someone, so I kept going inside and be like, hey, something's happening. Anyway, just before I interact and I see the boss man, I messed up on a cash register purchase, and I was trying to be like, hey person, I'm just gonna go check and see if someone can help you out because I can't. And so they came out and they fixed up the payment. The big moment comes. I've been standing there with a snake around my shoulders, a black-headed python. I'm trying to wave at people as they walk past, just hello. Probably a bit awkward like that. Anyway, the boss man comes up. I see him. I recognize him. I'm like, that's the guy. And as he's coming up, another couple people are walking just in front of him. And I was like, this is my moment. I've got to at least try and act like I know what I'm doing and that I can speak to people. Because I couldn't really, but I tried to, and I did. And I was like, hey, guys, you guys want a photo with a Womer python or a black-headed python? It's only $20. You can have the whole family, something like that. Anyway, I really pushed it and really played the part as the demonstrator and the seller, which, again, I've never had to do before. Anyway, the boss sees that I was trying, and that gave me good demerit points. That's the opposite. Good points. Gave me good points. And the boss man comes in. I'm like, hey, I'm Jaden, the whole introduction sort of thing. But the whole point of the story is that the decision that I made to step out of my comfort zone, because I was very uncomfortable, to step out of my comfort zone and speak to someone, to a group of people walking past I'd never met before, and ask if they would like to hold a snake, to for them to give me their money and get a photo whilst the boss man is there, whilst I've never done this before and I messed up the cash register purchase just minutes before the boss came through. I saw the opportunity to step up in confidence, and I did. And that did help greatly with my with getting the job, because I did get the job, and it was very exciting to find out, because we're going to go traveling all the way up to Cairns, doing shows, going to go exploring, look for wildlife, go snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef. It was really sounding like an amazing opportunity, and it was. It was a great opportunity, but I could have missed that, as well as everything else in my life up until this point, 23 years old, if I had not made the decision at that very moment, as the boss is coming up, as there's people, and that 10, 20 seconds, if I did not make the decision to step out in confidence, even though I didn't feel confident, I may have very well missed out on an opportunity of a lifetime. So pretty much, if you see an opportunity, even though you don't feel comfortable or you don't feel confident, you don't believe in yourself that you can do it, you need to trick yourself and, I guess, fake it till you make it, and trust in the little bit of knowledge you have and the little bit of experience you have to make that step out into the unknown. Into the unknown. I don't know if you've seen Frozen, but you get what I'm saying anyway. Sorry about the singing. Anyway, even if you don't feel comfortable and confident to do something because you don't have enough knowledge or enough experience, if the opportunity presents itself, do the best you can with the knowledge you have. Otherwise, you may miss out on an opportunity that could greatly impact and affect your life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you would like more information or you'd like to reach out to me on the socials, you can find those details at www.thebigsmall.au. Otherwise, you can leave a review, rating, or a comment on any of the platforms you have listened on. Helps me to know what I'm doing right or wrong and how I can make the podcast better. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you in the next one.